when Rustam and Saurabh came to Berkeley, that's the one time I've met them, there was a big meeting. There was 120 people there. And all they did was sing. Boy, did they sing. They cut loose.
But not Baba people?
They were probably 95% of people who had been with Baba for a long time. Every now and then, whenever you throw a meeting, you have people come who were curious. They talked a little bit, they told some funny stories about a play. They told a story about a play they put on for Baba. Where they were wearing costumes and how they...
Were they?
They were wearing costumes.
Oh, not the Anne Conlon episode?
Sure.
When the impersonator...
Yes,
yes,
yes, they did tell them.
Yes.
Without knowing it. I mean, Saurabh had no idea that he was impersonating Anne Conlon. He just dressed as a woman, and Rustam and all, you know, the whole gang, boys, and my niece helping and conniving. And then they just got in a taxi to come over to Guru Prasad to entertain Baba, to make, you know, a laugh. So, but he looked the part so perfectly, they played the part so perfectly, that the taxi driver thought this is a young couple eloping. And he wanted to take them to the police, and he could not get, or get out of my taxi. Or because, so then they had to let him into their confidence. Say, look, I'm not a girl really, I'm a boy. Their hair was lighter. So what Saurabh had done with my niece and her niece's cousin and all helping, put his hair forward like a fringe, and then the rest of the short hair was with a kerchief, and dressed as a woman. But nobody, they didn't know about Anne Conlon. But we were expecting Anne Conlon, so not on that day, you know, a little later. And we'd asked her to let us know. Baba had allowed Anne Conlon to come, but this is the wrong date. And so when she'd come hobbling over, onto the veranda, where Baba's sitting in that small Mandali hall, as we call it, a smaller room in Guru Prasad, where Baba would sit with the men Mandali in the mornings, and Erich would be always seated there by the tall doorway in front of Baba, so that he could also keep an eye outside, see nobody came who was not wanted, or not to disturb Baba, strangers didn't come, only those whom Baba had permitted, you know, that kind of. So he was seated there, and he looks out, and he sees this woman coming. And he was all the time, you know, involved in this matter of Anne Conlon coming, letting this one know, letting that one. So suddenly he says, Anne Conlon, my God, here's Anne Conlon. Now, he can tell you his story later, but obviously. But he tried to stop her from coming in. And she would not be deterred. And so, I mean, he didn't want to touch her. You don't push a woman. But he stood barred the way, and there was an altercation. And through that, Saurabh or Anne Conlon puts her head over Erich's arm and looks at Baba sitting in the chair. And immediately in that glimpse, Baba knows. So when she does that, I mean, when she has the temerity to do that, Erich is so incensed, he looks at Baba, and Baba gives him a wink. Wink? Baba, what is happening? So it's from Baba that Erich came to know that this is, oh, there's something different. Also, this is Saurabh. Now, none of us know. None of us over there know. So now Baba, with the help of Erich, is really going to have a grand morning that day. It was a hoax of the year. I tell you, it was the funniest thing. Anyway, in the end, what happened was that the other Mandali came, even disciples from Bombay, you know, Baba followers from Bombay. The men were there, Kajmani of the Bombay Center, Saurabhji Second Podi of the Bombay Center, Nariman, all our old ones, the stalwarts were there. Erich would tell Mayaji, and soon I would see from the back they would be arranging their tie, it looked more presentable. and what Saurabh was very clever, he didn't know he was Anne Conlon. But anybody said anything, he would pick up the last part of the sentence and repeat it. Somebody said, I must have met you in 1956 in America. Yep, 1956. Yep. told to come on the women's side. So Rana was very excited. Here is a country woman coming in. At that time, the rush of young ones wasn't there, but this was an occasion. This was something to be really happy about. But when she sees Ann Condon, the so-called Ann Condon, she can't believe it. She told me afterwards, "My," she said, "this is a representative of my country, the specimen that I see. She's a specimen of America. With his beads all around here, dress that, you know, was there, and his big earrings and the scarf and hobbling on big high heels. My God." So anyway, what happened was, the moment the women were told, Mara, Korshid, and the others were told, "Look, Ann Condon has come, and Baba says he's sending Ann Condon over to see you all." The moment they said the message came, Mara, Korshid, and the others each ran in different directions. You know, each were running to the room to become presentable. Ann Condon's coming, you know, change the blouse, do something. This one is so. Rana stood her ground. I mean, she didn't let America down. She came, and it was in that big hall of Guru Prasad, you know, very long hall, where the darshan used to take place. It was empty because darshan was going to be. So, there at the end, Rana welcomes her and talks, and I tell her, "I must help Rana. Now, I must quickly go and be with Rana and help her out with this Ann Condon." I come and I cross that empty long hall over the little worn patches and everything and come out and put my hand out. I said, "I'm Mani, how are you here? And most welcome," or something like that. And we're really being very, very fine about it. And then what happens is that while Rana and I with Ann Condon, I also wonder, I said, "My God, is that the way it's dressed in America?" And then I see this purse, little handbag purse, red in color, that's in her hand or on around her arm. And I look at that while I'm talking. But Rana is explaining everything, how we have darshans and how Baba gives darshans. I don't think she said as much about Baba to any American Baba lover as she did to Ann Condon. So I'm listening, and I looked at the purse, and suddenly something draws my attention. Hey, this purse is familiar. It's a purse that just, I had a purse just like that. But then the catch broke, was not right, so I gave it to my niece. And I look at the catch, and it is broken. Wait a minute, this is my purse. I can't mistake it. Now I'm not watching Saurabh, I'm watching the purse. And after being absolutely certain that this is my purse, then I slowly lift my eyes and look at, in a second I know that's Saurabh. So now suddenly I'm getting very airy and breezy in my court. And that purse run, all the it upsets her because, "Mani," she said to me in front of her, "I mean, how can you talk like that?" "Well, I'll talk anyway, I like." She was shocked that I've never known Mani be like that. So anyway, then what to do? If she's a boy, then Mara can't embrace her. And Mara's going to. Like I embrace her, Mara's going to embrace her. So then suddenly I said, oh Mara, and of course, please remember, Baba says, and now she's coming, but you're not to embrace her. You're not to embrace her. Oh, all right. And Mara's wondering why. Ah, she says, maybe she has a cold and Baba doesn't want her. So they don't embrace. So every time Mara says, "Oh, you look a little different from your pictures." "Yep. You look different from my pictures." "Yep. You, this is what happened." "Yep. You know Beryl Williams." "And yep, Beryl Williams." So of course she says to herself, no wonder she looks like a Beryl, because like Beryl Williams, you know, her English is making. All this goes on. Now Baba's calling from the other side. A message comes, Baba wants Ann Condon. So we all stand out very politely, Mara and the others, and Ann Condon hobbles away from our the front door to where Baba is. Bye! Bye! And then And then, after we said that, everybody's eyes goes to her legs. Can't believe it. She hasn't even shaved. These hairy legs, walking on those high block heels. But then as we're doing that, fascinated, she turns around. Her slip is showing, all the hair on the leg, and then hardly able to walk. And then she goes, no, everybody was fooled. Only Baba knew. And then Baba let Erich in it. And then in the end, Baba says, because we were now picking. You see, this, we have these doors. There was a door that's between us and the Mandali Hall, which is closed before, you know, before the men can come to Baba. This door was closed. But it has slats, you know, like... What do you call it?
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes in the slats there are little tiny holes. So we'd all take turns to look through the hole. Whenever Baba was, so just to see Baba, what he looks like. Or, but then once you start looking, there's everybody behind you because everybody wants to turn. At one time, Bomera was so pressed against the door, and I said, my God, if something happens and the door opens up, we'll fall in like a football tackle. Everyone has trouble. So we were watching, you know, and seeing Baba. And so then Baba was saying to everybody, okay, who are the ones who got food taken in? Who were the ones who were taken in? Taken in. We look at each other. Who's taken in? Eris's family with their mother, sister, taken in. I mean, no. They would not believe it. And they did not know till Baba said, this is not Ann Conlon, this was Saurabh dressed up as Ann Conlon. Then it's very funny how people came up with, it's only because of that. I thought it was something different. I'm sure it wasn't Ann Conlon. And even Rana said, you know, it's because I didn't have my glasses on. I said, like, yeah. I said, my dear, I didn't need glasses. And I was taken in, you know, till I saw the red purse. Yeah. Hopes of the year.